Mark, because we've been friends for years, I feel comfortable asking you these questions.
Okay, shoot.
Have you ever wondered why dogs only sweat through their feet or why cacti have spines instead of leaves?
I have not, but I will admit I'm now really curious. Can you tell me why?
Well, I can't directly tell you, but there is a website that can. It's called Ask a Biologist. It's run by ASU, and it's a little bit older than Google, about 20 years old.
Huh, I didn't realize it had been that long.
And Chuck Kozelek is ASU's Chief Technology Innovation Officer.
Imagine you have that curious question. You've observed something in nature. You watch something on television, and what do you do? And you can ask a question, and if it's around biology, if you go in and just simply Google biologist, or certainly ask a biologist, you'll come to our website. You will be able to send a question to us that we promise, or certainly try to get back within 72 hours.
And what kinds of questions do they get?
Kozelek says all kinds, from the mundane to the profound.
One of my favorites is the butterfly's brain. Is it the same as when it was a caterpillar? Wow. Fifth grader. Another one, do penguins fly? And the simple answer, you say, oh, no, of course penguins don't fly. But we really need to dig into that because really they do fly. They just fly in water, which is 900 times more dense than air.
Huh. So who's answering these questions? Is it textbook answers?
Actually, each question is shared with more than 150 volunteer biologists from across the country. And this is hard to believe. They'll answer your question in plain English.
To mark the site's 20th anniversary, Ask a Biologist got a makeover and has some new features like virtual reality tours of different ecosystems and animal colonies. But the core of the website is connecting you with real answers from a real biologist.
And we'll link to it on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.